In Parshas Chayesara, we read about how Avram Avinu buys the Maris HaMachpelah, the place for the Kvura then of Sarah, and ultimately himself and Yitzhak and Yaakov, Adam Rishon, and Chava were buried there already, the four Zukos. And Avram is insistent to pay Kesef Molei, even though Ephron was willing to give it to Avram for nothing. And this, despite the fact that the land, Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Lanu Mavaseinu, that the land itself, all of Eretz Yisrael, ultimately belongs to Avram Avinu. So therefore, what Avram was so insistent to pay for it, Kesef Molei, is not only a monetary transaction of buying the land of the Maris HaMachpelah, but it's to demonstrate the special relationship of the land to Bnei Yisrael and for all future generations, this progeny. And similarly, David HaMelech, he buys the Mokum HaMikdash from Arna HaYavusi, also to demonstrate this special relationship to the Mokum HaMikdash. Now, the Loch of Kesef Kedushin is learned from Xavier Shova, Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, as Mar says at the beginning of Kedushin, Kikach Isha, Ish Isha, and it says, Kicha also, when Avram Avinu buys the Maris HaMachpelah, and from there we learn that an Ish is Niknas B'Kesef. And through giving that Kesef, the husband demonstrates the special relationship and that of Ishus as well. And this is learnt from Stay Ephron as well, because this represents, this Kesef is not only a monetary transaction, but it demonstrates a special relationship. That's why it's used for Ishus, to precipitate Kinyan Ishus, marriage. Now there's machloek between the Sma and the Taz, a famous machloek in Chosh Mishpat, where the Kesef is Kesef Kinyan or Kesef Piron. Is the essence of Kesef that you pay for the object, its value, and it's therefore payment for that which you buy, or is it Kesef and therefore it's Kesef Piron, its value, or is it Kesef Kinyan, that it's simply, just like the other Kinyan, it's simply a demonstration of Bailus, in a sense, a symbolic Kinyan. So this is a machlokes between the Chosh Mishpat, between the Taz and the Sma. So the Taz holds that Kesef is Kesef Kinyan, and there, for example, if I give it Kesef Amanas Lahachzer, the Kinyan will work because it's Kesef Kinyan, even though there was no payment for the object. And he proves that Kesef is Kesef Kinyan because we derive from this Kesef from Stei Ephron also Kesef Kedushin, Kicha Kicha Mishtei Ephron. And therefore, clearly, Kesef Kedushin is not Piron. It's a symbolic Kinyan. You don't actually physically own your wife as you do a slave. And therefore, the Kesef is Kesef Kinyan, once again representing this special relationship. Now, in Ir Shechem, which is the place of Yosef's burial, the Pasuk says, V'yikin es chelkas hasodah, and the Kli Yorka says that you see a relationship between the Kinyan of this field with in Shechem and the Kinyan of Mokum HaMikdash in the time of David from Arni Yavushi. And the Kli Yorka suggests, because Because this was a place that Yosef wanted ultimately to build a Mizbeach, and therefore he didn't want to use the words of the Kli Yakov, Lefi Shirotza Livno Shama Mizbeach Lo Alkein Lo Rotza Lahalos Olos Hashem Chinam Kamo Sheosu David Begoven Arna Hayavusi. Now, it's a very ironic medrash. The medrash says in Bereshis Rabbah, Shloshim Mekomos She'ein Umos Ha'olim Yecholim Lomer Gzulim Heim B'yedchem Maris HaMachpela U'Beis HaMigdash U'Kfuroso Shel Yosef. There are three places where the Umos Ha'olim can't dispute that they belong to the Jews because they were bought by Kesef Mali. Maris HaMachpela, Makom HaMikdash, bought by David, Father Yavusi, and Kfuros Yosef and Shechem. And it's ironic because, of course, there are no more disputed areas and places in the world than Shechem, Yerushalayim, and Chevron, Maris HaMachpela. But what the Medrash is saying is that the kinyan of each of these, what were bought, represents not only the financial investment, but the kinyan is kinyan kesef, represents the special eternal relationship between those places, Mikdash, Chevron, Maris HaMachpela, and Shechem, to Bnei Yisrael.